Oh yeah.
What's this day like for you?
It's been good, man. Just running around, getting physicals, and talking to people, and becoming a Carolina Panther. So it's been good.
What do you think about the opportunity you have here?
Man, I think it's a great opportunity. Me and my agent and my family, we discussed it, and the different places that were interested in me, and this was one of the top ones, and I think it's a great fit for me. I think they got a good thing working here, got a good quarterback, they got a good game plan on the offense, and I just think it fits me as a player, and I mean, I'm excited about being here, and I look forward to going out there and showing those guys what I can do.
How many teams approached you during this process?
I mean, we had a handful of teams, and I mean, there's like four or five that we were really like interested in and talking about, and that he brought to me on a regular basis about who wanted me. So we chose from those five, and Carolina Panthers ended up being one of the top ones.
What set Carolina apart when all this happened?
It was just the opportunity aspect, how their offense works, the quarterback they have, and I mean, it all goes in there. Without a great quarterback, it's harder for a receiver to get the ball. I like to always say a receiver got to depend on basically everybody on the field to get the ball. So you got to have the right play call. The line has to protect. The quarterback has to make the read. And then you get ultimately, after all that happens, the receiver gets to make the catch. So you got to weigh all those circumstances. And they got a great line here, great quarterback, great offensive game plan. So, I mean, it was a good fit for me.
How would you describe your game?
Oh, man, I always say I'm just a fast guy. I'm a guy who I can run fast. I got pretty polished routes. I'm a great route runner, I like to think. And just think I'm a natural receiver, natural hands guy. And I'm going to just go out there and give you everything I got each and every play. I always say I'm a grinder. I grind, and I always just find a way to get it done. And, I mean, I ain't never been the top recruit out of high school and college, none of that. But I'm here today, and it doesn't matter what round I was drafted, where I came from. We're all in the same position now, so I'm excited.
How fast are you?
I'm real fast.
Have you met Charles Johnson yet?
I haven't got to meet Charles Johnson yet.
Are you faster than Charles Johnson?
I'm sure. I sure hope so. He plays D lineman. I know he's super explosive and everything, but I sure hope a receiver's faster than him.
You ever like gotten his mail or anything?
I haven't got like his fan mail or anything. But, like, people used to have, I mean, on the internet, when you search my name, it'd have my bio with his picture and some weird stuff like that. And people, like, tag me in his photos sometimes. So, like, still happens like that, but nothing too strange.
You get, like, Twitter mention, like, angry Twitter mentions or anything like that?
I haven't got any Twitter mentions. Not that I know of. Like, not that I actually got to read or anything. Because, like, I don't think his name is any similar to mine. So, like, it's kind of hard to mess that up.
Any idea what they're going to do with the jerseys?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be kind of weird. It's going to be, I mean, there's a lot of Johnsons in the NFL as it is. So, I mean, mine just says Johnson on the back, so it ain't nothing too special.
What do you think your role will be here specifically?
My role specifically would be just to go out there and make plays. I mean, as a wide receiver, I'm going to try to increase my role as much as possible, and I believe I'm capable of making every play out there on the field. I know how to play this game at a high level, and I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to come out here and showcase it with the Panthers, and I look forward to it, man. I mean, it's been a rough couple of years for me, and I'm back. I just want a fresh start, fresh opportunity, go out there and get my feet back wet and show them what I can do. Rough couple of years because, like, things haven't happened the way I would expect them to happen, and been hurt a little bit. And so, I mean, I'm just ready to get back to doing things my way.
Yeah, your numbers, I think a couple, 2-3 years ago, they were starting mm-hmm. to go up. So how do you explain to teams what has happened in the last couple of years?
I mean, 2 seasons ago I came out, I was doing pretty well, and then I broke my ribs. And then I was out. So, like, then my guy Stephon Diggs started emerging, and he was rolling. Our team was winning, and he was in my position. So you don't just take him out of that position when he's rolling and our team is winning. So it was just some circumstances that have happened. And, I mean, I was just a victim of those circumstances, I guess. And all I can say is that I'm here now, a new opportunity, ready to do what I'm doing.
Charles, what do you think, other than how you think you could fit in from an organizational standpoint, what do you think people should know about you kind of as the new face here?
Just know that I love this game. I love this game with everything within me, and that's the reason why I play it. I don't play it for glory. I don't play it for money. I play it because I love this game. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be out there. And I'm going to give you everything I got each and every week. I'm going to work hard. That's just what I do. It's instilled in me. I'm not a guy who's going to try to take the easy route. I'm different than everybody else. I like to tell people it's okay to be different. Just because everybody goes right doesn't mean you got to go right. I'm going to go left. I'm just different, man. I just like to say it's okay to be different, and I'm going to do things my way, and I'm going to be me, and that's all I can do.
Is that why you're wearing bright red shoes?
Maybe a little bit. Nah, I mean, that's just my swag, I guess. I don't know. That's just something I wore today.
Are you a shoe collector?
I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of gym shoes. Like, gym shoes, I have a lot. I don't know. I just love shoes for some reason.
Chance to talk a lot with Russell Shepherd today, or was it just too busy?
Yeah, just briefly right out there. I mean, we crossed paths while he was leaving, and I mean, we've met before. He said he played for Tampa. I remembered him from Tampa, and I'm excited, man. We're excited to play with him, with the other receivers, and just with the organization.
What was your impression of him, just from a meeting him standpoint?
Great guy. He looked like a stand-up guy. He had his son with him, and I mean, I have my own little family, so to me, I see that, and I see his family here, and I'm like, okay, this type of guy I want to be around. He's a family guy, and that's who I am.
What was your experience like with Matt Khalil, and how do you think he's going to do here?
Yeah, Matt Khalil, that's my guy. Like, his locker was literally like, it was Adrian's blank locker, then Matt Khalil, so like, we was right there next to each other, and he's one of our guys. When I seen that he was coming here, I was like, man, because we get per diem, like, when we go for games, like $20 or whatever. And we out every week, we would flip a coin, heads or tails, to see who and take each other's per diem. And I was like, man, now I'm never going to get to do that again. And it's kind of strange that I said that, and then I get a phone call from the Panthers. And it's just those little things like that I was going to miss if he was gone. Like, but now I'm back with him, and he's a great guy.
He struggled the last couple years up there. What did you see? Kind of, I know you weren't critiquing the offensive line, but what did you see out of him?
Man, I mean, he's a very talented guy. I mean, he struggled the last couple years with some injuries that has limited him on the playing field. And when he is healthy, man, he's a top-notch player. I mean, he's very athletic, and he just got to find that side inside of him that's that grit. And once he finds that and gets back to the Matt Khalil he knows he can be, man, sky's the limit. Just got to get through those injuries. And injuries happen in this sport. It's hard to go out there and play when you have injuries, and you're not going to be the same person if you are injured. So he's healthy now, and I'm excited to be back with him.
You think a change of scenery would be good for him?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, you have a couple years like he had with injuries and people doubting you, people saying all these negative things about you, and when you can actually just go somewhere else and just get a new scenery, new start, it can change a lot.
You have any pull with Captain Munderland?
Do I have pull with him? Captain's my guy, man. Me and him are real tight. I came up last summer here to Charlotte for his wedding, and me and him are really cool. I actually was talking to him upstairs. I did an event with him like a couple weeks ago. So me and him are really cool. Me and him really, really tight. And, I mean, he plays DB, so we had to battle a few times, but good guy.
Will you be seeing him?
Hopefully, man. He's a very talented player. And as he mentioned in a few of his articles, the nickel position is very important in this league, this passing league. And he's one of the top to do it, man. He's one of those guys when you go against him, you're like, man, here's Captain. He's strong. He's going to hold you. He knows he can read the defense. He knows how to read keys. So, like, he's a very talented player. And if he becomes a Panther as well, man, yeah, it'll be exciting.